The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, I love this gospel because of how motivating it is, how uplifting it is. I think I wouldn't be surprised if, being this the month of February, we're all going through maybe a little bit of seasonal depression or some sort of difficulty or some sort of heart pain. Some sort of thing or person we're wrestling with. And I wouldn't consider that there could be anything more beautiful than this gospel, more than a self-help book or these motivational books. I've been recently reading Steph Curry's book just because I love sports and I wanted to hear, you know, what his life has been like. And nothing like this, where the Lord tells you and tells me to be two things and think about it a little bit more in a pondered way, maybe in a prayerful way. That somebody tell you, and that somebody is He who is all truth and all beauty and all love, be salt of the world, or salt of the earth. How am I the salt? What does the salt do to a dish? Imagine a lasagna without any salt, or a nice beef steak without salt. It's like, it's not beef anymore almost. Or whatever you like, spaghetti, without a little bit, a sprinkle at least. And then the other thing is to be light of the world. How am I light and how am I darkness? And where am I light? Because sometimes we can be light in the easiest of places, but no light at all in the hardest of places. What do I mean? Well, I want to propose a very simple idea for us to come out of here and, first of all, bring it to the altar, because any virtue seasoned by the Lord, by His power, by His body and blood, will go much deeper in our souls than just a human attempt, a Pelagian attempt, a voluntaristic white knuckling of, "I want to be light or salt." And I'm going to do it in a little text that I just kind of called my attention and made me reflect and impacted me on when we are light everywhere except for in our homes. Listen to this. I just found it beautiful. I hate to read in homilies, but this was so profound that I thought, just share it with them as it is. You can be kind to animals, kind to the paper boy, kind to every stranger who crosses your path. But kindness to strangers is not the measure of our character. Kindness at home is the real test. Because strangers don't carry our history, and strangers don't activate our wounds, and strangers don't mirror back the parts of us that we've avoided for years. Our spouse does, our children do, our home does. And here's the uncomfortable truth that most people dodge. If all of your graciousness is saved for strangers, that's not kindness, that's image management. The real measure of who we are isn't the polite smile that we give to the grocery clerk. It's the tone we use with the partner that loves us. It's the patience we offer when our children are overwhelming, or our parents. It's the softness we choose on the days when our egos want to snap. Because marriages don't collapse from one major betrayal. They erode slowly from daily neglect, from casual disrespect, from the slow leak of everyday unkindness and indifference. Kindness to strangers might make people like you. Kindness to your spouse makes you trustworthy. Kindness to strangers creates an image. Kindness at home creates a person of character. And if we're kind everywhere except in our own home, it's not kindness, it's performance. That isn't image management dressed up as virtue. Now, when Jesus says to be salt or to be light, he's asking for love dressed up in a certain virtue. It could be, if you read the letter to the Corinthians that we hear a lot in weddings, love is patient, love is kind, it's not boastful, it believes everything. So many little characteristics that are derivatives of virtue, like the mini virtues, because the big virtues are the theological, right? Faith, hope, and love, and the four cardinal: prudence, fortitude, temperance, and justice. And all these others are they're just derivatives. They're there as well. They're parts of those big ones. Those are the four pillars. That's why they're called the cardinal virtues, because they kind of represent, you know, like the four corners of the world. So as we continue with our Sunday Mass, let's think about this aspect of being light and salt. When it's required, it's much more virtuous to be patient and kind and to bite our tongue or whatever it is with the people who are close to us. And those we just sporadically see out there on the street. It's those people that are around us that know everything about us, and sometimes it's harder to be kind with them. So may that be maybe the goal of this week, to just try to work on that, to create virtue in that area, to be salt and light in those aspects. Amen.